ABC Radio Australia.
Growing up in Papua New Guinea, beauty pageants weren't really on the radar for Josie Nichols. That's until she became a fashion designer for a former contestant. Deciding to try the world out herself, she immediately went on to win Miss PNG and then this year's prestigious Miss Pacific Islands title. Our reporter Jordan Fennell caught up with Josie Nichols to find out how she's navigating her skyrocketing success.
I didn't hear about the pageant until I got to university. I was more into my education and own interests before the pageant. But my mom did say when I was 7 years old, I remember, she did say that you should be Miss PNG one day. And I'm like, I had no idea because I was just a child. I think that manifestation of hers came to life when I got to uni and learned about the pageant and allowed myself to get involved. And yes, I think that's where it all started.
Once you were in university, how did you get involved in the pageant world?
One of my friends of Miss Pacific Island 2018, Miss Leoshina Karina, she took part in the Miss PNG pageant, and that's where I learned about it. And with my interest to sew and my passion for fashion, the chairperson of the Miss Pacific Island pageant PNG, Mrs. Molly O'Rourke, she got me on board to be her designer. That's where I learned more about the pageant.
So interesting. So you got to see the behind the scenes before you even competed.
I always enjoyed it. So that's how it started. And then after that, I decided why not join the pageant. So I did for the provincial pageant, came onto the Miss PNG, and now the Miss Pacific. Went through my passion for fashion.
And fashion has been a big part of your journey from the beginning of your pageant career. When you were competing as Miss PNG, you designed all of your own costumes. How important was that to you to have fashion be a part of your pageant process?
That period was a very exciting period because I had my whole family involved and my creatives behind the scenes. But I had two inspirations that I used during my outfit or garment constructing. The first one is my grandmother's tattoos, my late grandmother. So most of my designs came from her tattoos that represented our clan, and I transitioned from a young girl into womanhood. So I thought it would be nice to use those tattoos as a tribute to her. So I did that for some of my outfits. And the other are PNG-inspired designs where I had to incorporate a little bit of PNG-significant items like the kundu and my traditional attire onto it because I thought it's a national platform and I'm going to represent PNG, so why not put some PNG designs on?
And then once you were crowned Miss PNG, you were then part of the running to be Miss Pacific Islands, be a part of that pageant. That pageant was held in Samoa and you went on to win it. How did it feel to win?
At first, it was so overwhelming. I couldn't believe it. But it was amazing. I felt so good after because it really paid off all the hard work and tireless efforts that my team put into preparing me for the event. It all paid off. So it felt really amazing. And I believe it's an achievement for myself as well as my team and the country as a whole and now the Pacific. So I'm truly honored and humbled and excited for this role. I see it as a responsibility now that I have to take, and I look forward to continue my work of service to my people and the beautiful Pacific region. So I'm excited and it feels good.
Now, as Miss Pacific, your focus has turned from fashion to tourism as an ambassador for tourism for the whole region. Tourism, of course, plays a huge part of the Pacific's economy. What is your particular focus for this year in that area?
As a tourism cultural ambassador for the Pacific and a representative of my nation, I would promote tourism whilst I'm performing my roles outside. And I hope that I can contribute to really bringing more tourists into Papua New Guinea by promoting it over the social media platforms. I think it's a beautiful place to visit, and we can only promote it by reaching out to the world outside and sharing a little bit about it.
What part of PNG is most significant and special to you?
But one of my favorites would be the Medang province in itself because it has amazing coral reefs and pristine blue waters like all around. And it has a lot of diving locations.
And have you gone diving in the Medang province?
Oh, yes. I went to school there, so...
Can you describe what it's like to go diving in that area?
Oh, it's amazing. Like during my studies at Divine Word University, I had the opportunity to go out to the island and do a little bit of diving. And the reefs are so deep. We get to see all kinds of school of fish and a lot of tourists out there just enjoying themselves. But my favorite part would be the islands and the coral reefs around it because we get to see different species of fish and all of those things and the beautiful corals as well. Some of them have not been seen by the world yet. So I believe that if you come and see for yourself, you're going to love it.
Earlier you said that when you were young and growing up in Medang, that pageants weren't really on your radar. Now that you hold the title of Miss Pacific, what role do you think Pacific pageants play in the lives of young women and especially in PNG?
I think holding a role like this really gives a sense of drive to all the young women in PNG and I believe the Pacific because it gives them the sense of responsibility for themselves as well to thrive in whatever they're passionate about and what goals they want to achieve in their lives. So it shows them that if these women can do it, if I can do it, you can do it and set your mind to achieving it, whether it be on best ambitions, a particular activity, or your responsibility towards others. So I believe that this title, whether it be a country title holder or the Pacific region, really gives women that strength and shows them that they are strong, powerful, intelligent, and are unique in their own talents and abilities, and they should all be celebrated.
That was the reigning Miss Pacific Islands, Josie Nichols, speaking there to our reporter, Jordan Fennell.